Kind of a 100-year-old time bomb.
This was thousands of 70-year-old grins.
Yeah, you heard a scream.
A cry from the soul. Fuse came off my hand, started ticking. That was all Wyoming Johnny shouted.
I'll be hung, quartered, and dried for crows.
This is the point of the story, don't you see? Where things got seriously weird.
Go on.
What was odd was the time slowed. Oh, I know that everyone always says in time of stress and bloody danger that often seems to happen. But I swear to you that it really did come to pass. We all started running, and I could hear a clock ticking away the time in my brain. Most of those grands would have run off a 10-second timer. Agreed?
Sure. Some of those old pre-dark grands can go off anything between 0 seconds and never.
I was running out of the room where we stood toward the passage that led to the open and the maze of trenches I mentioned to you. I did mention them, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
But I swear, it was in slow motion. The clock was ticking at quarter speed. A single second lasted for 4 seconds. It was the same with everyone. I heard Wyoming Johnny again. Run for your lives, he said.
What happened?
I will swear to my dying day that the timing fuse ran for some 40 seconds. By that time, the rest of us were diving into these deep trenches, all trying not to panic and to avoid the gigantic shockwave we knew would follow.
I shut, mouth open, hands over ears.
Hey, that's good, Abe. That's good. You know, I actually glimpsed Wyoming Johnny framed in the doorway like a statue. Just for that single, forever moment. His arms were frozen in the action of pumping him on towards safety. His legs sprinting, his head thrown back, hair streaming behind him, his eyes wide, mouth as wide as a bear trap. I will never forget that picture of time stopped.
And?
Well, the place just blew up. We were all safe enough. Shocked and deaf, bleeding from every orifice in the body. But safe.
And Wyoming Johnny?
We found a combat boot we thought might have been his. The foot inside looked like his, with a toe missing. That was all. Nothing else remained.
Jesus. Never known that time slowing myself.
It happens.
Trader stood and moved to the mouth of the cave, walking with a slight limp.
Snow stopped. I can taste some sun on the way, Abe.
Light us the way to a meeting with Ryan. Or a rabbit or some venison.
Pass me the blaster. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, let's go out into the world and find us some food. What's your... Oh, I remember. Of course I do. Abe. It's Abe.
The two men left the empty cave, the fire smoldering to extinction. They picked their way through the wet slush, over the crest of the hill, finally vanishing toward Seattle and their meeting. Mildred lay on her side, her wrists bound behind her, a bruise swelling beneath her right eye, where the Apostle Simon had savagely punched her, to demonstrate to his doubting followers that he wasn't scared of her. Jack, bound hand and foot next to Mildred, had also been beaten to the dirt by the skinny leader of the slaves of sin, using his staff with a tortured Christ at its head.
Seen they sent far out toward spread. One got your blaster.
Yeah, saw them go. I make it 9 left here with us. Haven't heard any shooting from the house.
Sound might not carry. Been gone a good time. Wonder when the flags start getting white.
How long before Christy, Doc, and the boy come out after us, Jack?
Face facts, Mildred. Could be Christy, Doc, and kid already chilled. We get a chance, any chance. Gotta take it. But they torture and chill us. No other hope.
Nearly an hour had passed since the four had slunk off to Jack's spread, and the flagellants were becoming increasingly restless.
Apostle Simon, shouldn't we send out searchers to find what's happened?
The Lord will show us the way when he is ready, brothers. He would not allow any of his chosen lambs to stray from the fold and fall among wolves. All we need is patience.
Why not make him a sacrifice of these 2 demon spawn?
Or let us scourge ourselves mightily, that our delicious blood shall freshen the desert as token of our grace and our humble love for him.
The Apostle Simon wrapped the butt of his staff on the earth.
The moon that was hidden will soon come from behind the clouds. Its light will show us the way.
It had been pitchy dark for three parts of the hour, but everyone could see the bright circle of the moon, about to be revealed from behind the shifting rack of cloud.
Got one hand nearly free. A bit more time's all I need.
Might not get that if they go ahead and murder us because... Jesus Christ!
It seemed that everyone saw the apparition at the same moment, as the moon broke through, flooding the wilderness with its bright silver sheen. It was a young child, a boy, naked except for a white breechcloth around his loins. His hands were spread, showing the blackness of blood in the center of his palms, a similar mark on both his bare feet. There was a crown of leaves around his forehead, and his face was smeared with ashes. He had appeared from the arroyo that ran toward the distant house, walking slowly toward the paralyzed Flagies, less than 60 yards away from them.
The Lord himself.
Truly the Son of God.
It might be a trick.
No trick, slaves of sin. I have sent my dearly beloved among you as a token of how worthy you are of my approval.
The boy was now a scant 20 yards from the nearest of the religious crazies, his piercing blue eyes gleaming from the shadows of his face.
We worship you, oh, scourge us with your fiery whip, Lord!
All of you, abase yourselves and make ready to receive my divine punishment. For verily I shall seek out the worthy from the impure. By the three spears of the divinity I shall.
Mildred wriggled around, lifting herself painfully up onto one elbow, staring at the truly bizarre spectacle. Her eyes were caught by a slight movement in the darkness of the sagebrush behind the staring flagellants, the daggers of the moon touching on what looked like living flame.
Christy.
Now, eight of the nine men were on their knees, three of them lying sprawled face down in the dirt, the light of their fires throwing shadows across them. Only the Apostle Simon was still standing, but he was leaning on his staff as though it were a lifeline between himself and eternity.
Take me, blessed one!
The child stopped and lowered his hands, reaching inside the band of white cloth wrapped around his middle.
Now we shall reveal the nature of our gifts to reward you all.
Here comes.
Jack started to struggle more openly with the rawhide around his wrists.
Show us, Messiah! Shoot no more! We surrender to your mercy! I will leave this place of blood and never return to it!
For fuck's sake, cut us free!
Dean holstered his gun and hurried to kneel by Jack, slicing the ropes off his other wrist and off his ankles. Then he turned immediately to liberate Mildred. Christy stood watching Simon, Doc covering him from the other side of the campsite. Already the stench of death hung heavy in the firelight. Jack stood, reaching a slender hand to assist Mildred to her feet. She rubbed her wrists, chafing life back into them, looking around her at the litter of corpses.
Thanks for turning up, friends. I was beginning to think that the sand was running out of the glass for us. Nice trick, Dean. Nice voice, Doc.
Praise from you, ma'am, is praise redoubled. But the bulk of your thanks should lie with Mistress Roth, who was the dramaturge and inspiration for our little playlet.
Jack looked around and retrieved his Colt Python from the dead fingers of one of the flagellants.
What happened to the fall man sent in?
Christy chilled one and Doc wasted the other three.
Doc chilled? You mean three of them? What'd he do? Breathe on them after a meal of garlic and wild onions?
Delighted to see that you are returned to your former misanthropic and waspish self, Dr. Wyeth.
I should have known. When my men didn't return, I should have known.
You didn't, because you got shit for brains.
The day will come, child of Satan, when you will writhe on the white-hot grill, and your skin will blister and sear, and your eyes boil, and your hair smoke from your skull. Then you will feel sorry for what you have done here this night.
Fuck you, stoop!
There!
See how my Lord of Pain defeats